Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Sport, simply put, is a place where pride is admired and at times deemed a necessary trait of a champion. We're not talking here about the pride that motivates a parent or coach to say, "I'm proud of you," to an athlete. No, we're focusing specifically on pride in the form of self-focus and ruthless ambition. The pride that fuels personal ego and encourages a view of others as inferior. In sport, such traits can be valued highly by coaches and even applauded from the sidelines. How does this sit with you? Do you struggle to reconcile your faith with taking pride in your own performance? Is your team environment one that encourages players to build themselves up and even put others down? Whatever your thoughts, today let's see how the Bible characterizes pride and how Jesus' example is a refreshing perspective to take into game day. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul encourages readers to have a very different attitude to the dominant view in the sporting world. He writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceits. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." Paul's drive to imitate Christ is not only because this honours God, but also because this is the way God has designed us to live, to enjoy life to the full, and show God to be glorious to others. As Christian sports people, we're called to live out Paul's definition of humility, that is to have a right view of ourselves in relation to others, and to look to others' interests before our own. Instead of selfish pride, we're encouraged to be selflessly humble. Putting humility into practice does not mean losing self-belief or even the desire to succeed. Neither should humility be mistaken for modesty. Self-deprecation is modest, but not necessarily humble. This isn't what Paul is encouraging us towards. No, as Christians, we can confidently be honest about our gifts, talents, and abilities. If you're world-class, you should be happy to say so humbly and take confidence into competition. If you're injured or struggling, you should be confident to humbly admit this to the coach or your teammates instead of pridefully trying to cover it up. Because your perspective of God as the giver of your sporting ability enables you to praise and glorify his name and thank him for making you the way you are in good and tough times. When the world of sport might encourage us towards arrogance and a ruthless mindset, Paul encourages us to look at Jesus and shift our focus away from ourselves and on to others. How does this focus make a difference when we're tempted to undermine a teammate, opponent, or official? How does it change the desire to see others fail so that you succeed? Paul gives us some brilliant guidance here. And it's not a motivational speech about trying harder or being more humble. Instead, Paul points us to Jesus as an example to inspire us and move us to view others differently. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death on a cross. Jesus voluntarily gave up his position at the right hand of his Father to come to earth and die a criminal's death. He humbled himself from the highest to the lowest, from king to servant. Why? Because he had to, as the only way to make us righteous before a holy God. He had to become the lowest to take on our sin so that we might be raised up. It was the only way. Therefore, it's the only way now for us to live, the only model for us to follow, and the best way to live. Yet Jesus is not simply an example to follow. It was his love for you and me that led him willingly to die. Our humility will only come in direct response to this extraordinary gift of Jesus' death to raise us to life, as the Spirit works in us to make us more like Christ. Wonderfully, this enables us to approach our sport in a way that values others above ourselves, from a place of gratitude and service to God. The challenge for us is to act with a Christ-like humility. Not false humility or abandoning all competition. Rather, we can approach our sport with the confidence that comes from recognizing our God-given gifts that can be used for His glory. Relationally, we can seek the interests of others above our own, being fiercely humble, knowing that Christ did this in a supreme way on the cross. So, enabled by the Spirit, let's follow Christ's example as we seek to represent Him this game day. Let's be fiercely competitive, but also fiercely humble. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the example of Jesus' humility I have to follow. Help me to humbly glorify you as Lord and seek to serve the sports people around me as I compete today, that they may come to praise you as Lord and Saviour. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for His message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.